with SRN News. I'm John Scott.
After a tense overnight session, Republican leaders searching for ways to secure support for President Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts. The president was asked if there's any way to placate Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, who is opposed to the bill's steep health care cuts.
Who knows? You tell me. Is there? Alaska's done so well with me. There's never been a president better to Alaska than me, but it doesn't mean people appreciate it.
Republicans racing to wrap up work with just days to go before the president's holiday deadline on Friday. In a surprise development, Brian Koberger has agreed to plead guilty to murdering four University of Idaho students, part of a deal with prosecutors to avoid the death penalty. Those stabbings at a rental home near campus in Moscow, Idaho, in November 2022. Televangelist Jimmy Swaggart has passed away. After suffering a cardiac arrest on June 15th, he was 90 years old. A corrections officer was killed by an inmate trying to escape. Jennifer King has that story.
Authorities in Murphy, North Carolina, say a detention officer who was escorting a federal inmate to an orthopedic clinic is dead, shot with his own gun after a scuffle. Another officer was injured in the Monday incident.
The detention officer is Francisco Flatez.
Cherokee County Sheriff Dustin Smith says 48-year-old Kelvin Simmons ran into the parking lot after the shooting, jumped into a vehicle, and took off. He was apprehended about an hour away. Simmons was being held on bank robbery charges and had tried to escape back in October. Now the sheriff says he'll be charged with first-degree murder. Audio courtesy WLOS. I'm Jennifer King.
Stocks are mixed. The Dow up 403 points, the Nasdaq losing 215. This is SRN News. A new warning about persecution in Africa.
It comes from International Christian Concern, a report indicating that the continent is fast becoming the epicenter of a war on believers carried out by Muslim radicals. ICC says Christians are the objects of violent persecution in Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Somalia, Sudan, and Kenya, to name just a few countries. And unlike other regions where persecuted Christians are an embattled minority, in Africa they make up about half the population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court is letting South Carolina block Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood. The High Court ruling is not a guarantee that other states will follow South Carolina's lead, but Republican attorneys general of 18 other states filed court papers supporting the state's position in this case. Planned Parenthood is the nation's largest abortion business and has an annual income of more than $2 billion. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
On this first day of the third quarter, Wall Street may be ready to take a pause in its recent record-setting waves. The benchmarks opened lower this morning. The Nasdaq and the S&P closed at record highs yesterday. The Dow advanced as well. A proposal to keep states from regulating artificial intelligence for a decade has been soundly defeated in the U.S. Senate, thwarting attempts to insert the measure into President Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts. Activewear fashion retailer Lululemon has filed a lawsuit against Costco, accusing the wholesale club operator of selling lower-priced knockoffs of some of its most popular apparel. Lululemon Athletica claims in its lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court for the Central District of California that Costco has unlawfully traded on its reputation, goodwill, and sweat equity. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.